Hi guys. So, I wanted to ramble a bit about a concept, a subreddit, because I have a lot of different feelings on it, and I'm very curious as to what you guys think. And I could have easily written this out as a text post, but I feel like I convey my thoughts better on this kind of topic by using my voice. So, I want to give it a shot. So, bear in mind, I'm a little tired today, because I was very productive and got a lot done, so I'm kind of beat. So, my thoughts may not be the most coherent, and I might have to reiterate things I say in a more clear, concise manner. So, if I repeat things, I'm sorry in advance. But, here goes nothing. So, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the subreddit or the concept of NoFap, so for those of you that don't know, because I'm sure there's some of you out there who aren't aware of what it is, I only became aware of it, like, a little while ago, so I'm still kind of new to the whole thing myself. NoFap, the concept, it's pretty much what it says on the tin. You abstain from masturbation. For however long is kind of up to you, but they recommend 30 or 90 days, which is a little bit too much. I don't think I could do that, personally. But, it's something I want to try, and I'll explain in a minute. But, the thing about NoFap, not only do you abstain from masturbation, a lot of the people on there also try to abstain from porn or orgasms. So some of them choose to masturbate, but they just don't do it to orgasm. They stop. They deny themselves, or they look at porn but they don't masturbate, or they totally abstain from anything sexually related, which is totally fine too, it's their choice. But I'm having very conflicted feelings about the idea of me doing a week of NoFap. So I wanted to try to do a week of NoFap because I'm a very compulsive masturbator. It is my way of dealing with stress, frustration, depression. You name it, it's my way of dealing with it. Scared as fuck before doing something really important, I will force a super fast quickie, and then it's like I'm on to take the world. If I'm depressed and empty, I orgasm just to feel things. If I'm happy, I orgasm to celebrate. If I'm angry, I do it to let off steam. You know? Masturbation is very important to me. But I don't like to believe in the idea of sex addiction or masturbation addiction, but I'm a very compulsive masturbator, and lately it's kind of to the point where time I could be spending with friends and family has been taken up by me, making myself get off over and over and over again, and it can be fun for a while, but I've been doing stuff like this my whole life, and understandably in, like, you know, in the puberty years, it's understandable because it's like, you know, hormones are going crazy, all that fun stuff, and hell, you know, I hear, apparently, you develop well into your 20s, or until you're 21 or something like that. Can some of you clarify what that whole deal is? Because I kind of forgot the fact off the top of my head, but I know the thing. So I'm still going through development as I speak, which is pretty spooky. Well, not really spooky, but it's like I'm going through puberty level 2 in a weird way, you know? So maybe hormones are just still going crazy. I don't know. But regardless, my compulsive tendency of masturbation, it's making me very upset lately. Like, it doesn't even feel that fun for me anymore. It's like, it's almost like a contest with myself. How many times can I come tonight? Instead of doing it because it genuinely feels good, you know? It's pretty frustrating, and I thought maybe a week of NoFap might be a good idea. But, you know, yesterday night, I was doing poking around on the NoFap subreddit to kind of get a feel for what to expect from NoFap, the different terminologies in the community, things like that. I was looking into NoFap because I was very curious about it, you know? It kind of scares me. I mean, I commend the concept, but the community behind it seems very scary. You know, masturbation and self-love is a very natural human tendency. You know, and like anything, you can do a little bit too much of it. You know, you can eat a little bit too much, exercise a little bit too much, you know. There's always a too much. But of course, that too much will vary widely depending on the individual. At the heart of it, when you live in a society, which, you know, American society, it's getting better about being accepting of alternative lifestyles and sexualities and things like that. It still has a long way to go. There's still a lot to deal with in the garbage heap. And, you know, the thought of there being a concept like sex addiction, masturbation addiction, you know, to make people feel guilt and shame for something that is totally natural and is part of the human experience for some, for most, I shouldn't say some, but I know that there's people that don't want sex or don't desire it, and that's totally okay too. You know, for a lot of humans, sex is very important. Or not very important, but it is a part of their life experience. So, you know, the thought that there's a community that, you know, not even a community, but the fact that sex addiction, masturbation addiction, you know, addiction is a very negative connotation, you know? And I feel like if you put that kind of negativity on an activity or a concept that already has kind of a negative stigma, it only serves to worsen that stigma. Not only that, but the community of no-fappers in general seems like a very unhealthy community, regardless of how commendable their concept is. You know, the fact that when I read all these different posts from all these no-fappers, the fact that they feel such guilt and shame for what they're doing, despite it being totally natural, you know, I hate to be blunt, but that's pretty fucked up. At least in my opinion, you know. I feel like people shouldn't necessarily feel guilty for their pleasure. Might they want to cut back on how much they masturbate or consume porn? Sure, but a lot of the attitudes the people have in NoFap scare me a bit. Excuse me for a sec here. okay, excuse me again, but like I was saying, the attitude of NoFap is very concerning. Because if, you know, the person is to relapse or whatever, of course they understandably get very upset, but it's like they show a level of guilt and shame that it's very uncomfortable to see. And even then, when I see the goals of people that are beginning NoFap, like, it's very concerning to see that they're coming in very much compulsive masturbators, very habitual porn watchers, and then next thing you know, they want to eradicate it totally from their lives to where they don't even do it anymore, and it's just like, you know, if that's the choice they want to make, that's okay, and I'm not going to say that it's fucked up if that's what makes them happy, but I mean, to eradicate masturbation completely from one's life sounds pretty unrealistic and quite impossible to me, and maybe that's just to me, and the reason I always end my sentences with to me or I feel or I think or whatever is because I understand that a lot of you are probably going to think a little differently, but I wanted to share my view on this. I want to do a week of NoFap because, not because I want to get involved with the community or anything like that. The people in the community scare the fuck out of me, I'm going to be totally honest. The overall overwhelming attitude of sex negativity is very toxic and unhealthy, and it's very hard. As somebody who is relatively sex positive, it's a very scary place to be for me. You know, I'm all about that positivity, ain't nothing wrong with sex and masturbation and all that. And, you know, I'm still learning my way around things, but, you know, I generally consider myself very sex positive, so being in an environment where it's such a guilty, shamey place about, you know, about the detriments of having too much sex or masturbating too much, I understand what they're trying to achieve, but I can't help but feel like there could be a better way to execute it, you know? And of course, you know, on the subreddit, they don't claim that they believe that porn or masturbation is the devil or anything, which is very comforting, you know, to keep in mind, but it still doesn't help to sway me from feeling positively towards the community itself, because even if NoFap itself might not believe that porn or masturbation are bad things, the overall sex negativity within the community is very concerning to me. That said, I feel like my compulsive masturbation is also very negative and very not good either with how often I do it, you know? These past couple nights, I've been very lonely, and instead of, like, hopping into the TeamSpeak to talk to people, instead of going on and talking with close friends in real life, instead I've been locked up in my room masturbating over and over and over, compulsively, and it's not even because I want to or it feels good, it's just a very natural thing. Like, sometimes I'm just sitting listening to music, and next thing I know, my hand is in my pants. It's not a big deal, like, oh baby, I'm gonna masturbate. No, normally, I don't even think about it, it's just kinda happening. It's like a reflex. You know, it's like a reflex to stress, to any negative feeling, I'm like masturbating, you know? And, you know, it's not the most unhealthy way to cope, I will say that. Like, I'm very proud that I haven't had to, like, turn to drugs or anything to cope with my bad feelings. It's always been masturbation for me. But the fact that it is so compulsive and so ingrained in me, I can't help but feel a bit of guilt and shame myself, you know? Because it's like, I understand masturbation is totally healthy and natural and all that stuff. But, like, I can't help but feel guilty and bad because it's like, all this time that I spend orgasming and working myself up into a sweat could be used to call a friend on the phone, to head out for a bit and just kind of get some fresh air, you know? But no, instead I'm just busy, you know, fapping my ass off. Literally and figuratively. But, like, you know, I'm curious what will happen if I decide not to masturbate for this whole week. You know, will it be torture? Will it be good? I don't know. And that's why I kind of want to find out. I want to try it and see what happens. Try to cut back on my compulsive tendency to masturbate, but I don't know. What do you guys think about the general concept of NoFap? What do you think, for those of you that have actually looked around on the subreddit and the different sites for it and whatnot, what do you have to say about the community to you? Like, what do you think of it, you know? I'm very curious, because though I feel all these negative things towards NoFap, I still feel like it's a pretty helpful concept for people that might need it. But I can't help but feel like it needs to be executed a bit differently, but I'm not sure. You know? And, you know, another question I'll throw out there for you to answer. Or not answer. This can be rhetorical if you want. I don't care. You know? If you are not a compulsive masturbator, you know, feel free to not answer this, but, you know, try to imagine yourself as a compulsive masturbator, if need be, if you want to try and answer this one. But to other compulsive masturbators out there, because I'm sure it's not just me, I'm sure there's others too, let me ask you this. How do you deal with all that excess energy within your system? How, besides masturbating, what are other things that you do to kind of try to not masturbate as much? How do you manage it if it gets to feel like it's too much? Actually, that's not even a question for compulsive masturbators, is it? I guess that's a question for everyone. I fucked up. I'm sorry. No, but, yeah, everybody. Yeah. How do you manage your masturbation habits and what's a good way to kind of lessen the frequency without going totally dead, you know? Because I don't want to omit masturbation and porn from my life. I can't do that because that's a lot of, like, how I'm coming to feel more confident within myself, no pun intended, you know? You know, masturbation and self-love, it's a very therapeutic thing for me. It's very important to me. But at the same time, I don't like doing it as frequently as I do, and I don't know what to do. I don't want to stop dead turkey, but, you know, for me, usually one orgasm isn't enough, and I find that I just keep going after one, and I don't know. It's very frustrating, you know? I just, you know? And I know none of you are, like, you know, none of you are, like, allowed to give, like, medical advice. And I'm not asking for medical advice or anything like that. If I were to be looking for that, I would be talking to a doctor. But I'm just looking for advice, like, just practical advice, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. I just needed to get this out there because it's really tough, you know? And I'm kind of tired of feeling alone, you know? I want to reach out to you guys. You know? So, thank you for listening, and I can't wait to see what you have to say. You know, I look forward to your responses, and, you know, let's get a little discussion going. I wanna see what can spiral out from this. I'm very curious, because this topic is very fascinating to me, and human sexuality is really fascinating to me, and it's something that I love to look into, so let's chat, let's see what happens, you know? So, yeah, thank you for listening, and discuss away.